Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And on this night, the news belongs, as it has a lot of the last few nights over the previous months and years in town, it belongs to Buck Showalter, the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, who takes home the American League Manager of the Year Award for the third time in his illustrious career as a baseball skipper. And Buck Showalter joins us right now. Buck, congratulations.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate it. What a great reflection it is on the organization and our fans and our ownership and everybody that's been so rock solid and trying to get better. And it's I think everybody, should feel a great deal of pride of the recognition of the organization. And, let's face it, Brett, they give this award to the team that surprised the most in a lot of ways. And I don't think our guys or our fans felt like it was a surprise. I hope it was an expectation. And, I've already heard from a lot of our guys, from our scouts and player development people, and they all played such a key role in it. And it was fun to hear from them,
Yeah, I can understand that. And really, Buck, it goes back to your arrival, I guess, at the end of July in 2010. And the day you got the job, it seemed to impact everyone associated with the organization on the inside. And I think that really penetrated the entire fan base day one of your arrival.
Brett, I think a lot of it just had to do with timing more than anything. Andy McPhail did such a great job of putting some things in place. You look at, say, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and you think about what John Russell, our bench coach, did there. And you can look at the bullets that people take along the way to try to get things right. And I think the organization was ready to go. I mean, I think everybody, you get a little tired of getting your nose bloodied, and you got a choice to make. And so those are things you reflect back on, what an honor it is to be a part of it. Right before we started the playoffs, and we had a little meeting when Brooks was there, and we talked about some things that we went forward. And the last thing I said, I just want to thank the players. Thank you guys for the honor it is to let me along for the ride. And that's really what it is. You have this journey you take with the players and with the fans who live and die with everything you do. And, it's an honor. Trust me, they've impacted my life a lot more than I've impacted theirs, and it's been fun to have a great seat for it.
I know you're always thinking about the next move of the offseason, the next spring training.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with one, by the way.
Really? Anything you can enlighten us with?
Well, no. Nick Markakis had called to congratulate, and it was really cool when you hear from players, especially like Nick. And I just got an update from Phoenix about some things that are being kicked around, so it never stops.
I know that is true. Do you ever, that was my question, get a moment here to kind of take a step back and say, listen, I've won three American League Manager of the Year awards with three completely different clubs at three totally different phases of these clubs' existence, and I've done it in three different decades?
No, I don't. First of all, you can't ever stop and dwell on. First of all, I enjoy it. I enjoy the interaction with the players and the fans and with you guys. And, it's not something you try to go out like you're going to try to win everything. I mean, my gosh, it's about human beings and guys, everybody just trying to get along and trying to do what they've been asked to do, whether it's the players, whether it's the media, whether it's me, whether it's our front office. I mean, you think about the marketing of people and how much easier their jobs become trying to, to sell the club and to the fan base, so to speak. And you're trying to develop trust with the fans and everybody that they know that, what you're doing this time of year is in their best interest and their beloved Orioles' best interest. And you take it very seriously. So, I look back on things like that because it's such a team organizational honor. It really is. I'm not just saying that for some cliche. It's just a team recognition award. And the way they're basically saying that the Baltimore Orioles were the organization of the year in the American League this year, and I should be proud for everybody.
Buck Showalter is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090 for another couple of minutes. He has to run with many more, I'm sure, national interviews. But
not Buck, really. That's the first one I called. I'd rather call you guys.
That means so much to us. Quick question about Matt Williams winning on the National League side for the Nationals.
Cool with that.
I was just going to. You took the words out of my mouth.
I sat down with him in the Arizona Fall League last year right before he was going out to interview, and I'd known Rizzo, the GM there. Mike and I worked together out in Arizona. We hired him as a scouting director, and I think I told Matt, I said, Matt, don't be afraid to let them see you smile. They're going to be working with you day in, day out. You got such a great personality. You don't take yourself nearly as seriously as everybody thinks you do. We're asked to be very serious about things for that game time. And but Matt's got a great personality. He's funny, but everybody thinks he's some over the top intense guy. And you know, he told me afterwards. He says, you know, that was great advice. I said, I know, Matt, because I didn't heed that advice at times, because, you know, and I'm so proud for Matt, and I know how much it means to him. It's pretty cool to have two guys from basically the same area of the country.
Buck, what's it like to have a former player not only become a manager, whether that's in the minor
leagues? You know
what
it's like? It's old. It's old, man. Somebody said, what about the next decade? I don't think so. 68? Come on, man.
But it has to be really gratifying to see a guy who you managed from 98 to 2000, and to him not only get a job in the big leagues, to go that route. I'm guessing if he had such a terrible experience, he may not even want to become a manager one day.
I told him, I said, Matt, look at all the things you learned from me about what not to do. Think about it. You know, I got to tell you, I look back at a lot of things, the different managers I was around. You learn a lot of things about how to handle things and do things. You know, guys like Johnny Oates. I was around Joe Altobelli, different guys. And then you also learn from some guys about, boy, there might be a better way to do that than the way he did it. And I think that's the role I played for Matt.
Mm.
He was very obvious. He was very knowledgeable of the game, and it meant something to him.
Well, you're always so humble, Buck, and I guess we'll end on this. Dan Duquette takes on the executive of the year.
Yeah, I text him. That's pretty cool, huh?
I mean, back-to-back days, the Orioles cleaning up here.
Yeah, I was talking to Dan. I said, Dan, you know what the reward for this is? You get a chance to try to do it again, and that's what we're into right now. It's been this way since the last pitch was thrown, and we were talking on the plane coming back, and trust me, we're going to do what, you know, everything we can do to try to get a chance to roll that dice again. And you know, the baseball world's spinning right now. We're trying to stay on top of it. But I don't know, Brett, I don't think anybody's going to acquire three better free agents than we will with getting Machado, Wieters, and Chris Davis back.
It's amazing when you think about it, Buck. Your Manager of the Year award, if you win any division by 12 games when it's the American League East in any year, I don't care whether people say it's up or down.
Oh, please, don't get me going. That pushes my button.
Me
Some
too,
National
Buck.
Guy called me and I said, look, hold on just a second. So we won the American League East this year, the Orioles, so it must have been a weak division.
Yeah, right.
Spare me.
Maybe there's a reason those clubs have fallen so hard.
Well, the other thing is maybe we beat them. And the other one is, you know, it still had the best percentage winning record of any division in baseball.
Yeah, yes, it did. And people somehow leave that out.
Let them keep doubting us, Brett. Okay. Well,
and it's amazing to do it in a year where the three quote-unquote free agents coming back, you do it when those three all-stars miss such a huge portion of the season.
Well, I want you to do your part in keeping us sitting in the weeds. We need to lay in the weeds, all right?
I'll be very quiet about it, Buck.
Okay, thank you.
The Orioles manager and the American League manager of the year in 2014, Buck Showalter. Buck, thank you so much and congratulations.
All right, Brett, I appreciate you having me. Thanks for the kind words.